Key Arts Centre, of course, was Mule Acton's brewery. And that's where my family came into it, because my great-grandfather, Samuel Lee, he had the contract, and his father before him, to transport all the beer which was brewed in Crocker Street Brewery to the mainland pubs, Southampton, Livingston and Portsmouth. And it wasn't until 1920 when Mule Acton's had their own barge built. The first one they had built, the White, was built in 1920. And his old wooden barges were, you know, beyond repair. He packed up that sort of work. But that's how my family were involved in that, transporting the beer to the mainland. And they were also involved with a chap called James Thomas, who was a miller in Newport. And they used to transport grain and to and fro for James Thomas and Company, which later became Lee Thomas. There's some story goes round that James Thomas named his son Lee Thomas after my great-grandfather's surname. That's how it came about, so the family story goes. But of course, all that changed again by the mid-30s. I think there was a problems with grain prices and all that folded as well. But that's what how I sort of, my family were involved in initially was the grain trade and the brewery from the time, well, right from the very early times, because I mean they were brewing beer in Crocker Street, you know, in the mid 1800s. So that's how it came about. And I always remember when I was 5 years old, 1948, that the second beer boat what Mule Acton's had built, well known, called the Four X's, which was named after a brew of their bitter. I always remember when it came out to Newport, it was August 1948, and I was 5 years old. The next door neighbour happened to be my grandmother's brother, who worked for the brewery. And I always remember him saying to my grandmother, he said, "You better go down the quay, the new beer boat's turned up." And I always remember my grandmother putting my shoes on, and we walked down the quay, and then we looked at this brand new boat, which is tied up where the Key Arts Centre is now. That was the summer of 1948. And from that time onwards, I've had memories of that quay, because don't forget we played there as kids, all through the 1950s, the beginning of the 50s even. So, you know, it's been a lifetime, really.